We continue our learning the Nishmas Tavi b'Menachem Yishem Cham Yaakov b'Birchus Aliyah. We're in Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Ein donin lo es hashevet, v'lo es navi hasheker, v'lo es kohen gadol, el al pi based in shal shivim me'echad. We need the Sanhedrin hagadol, we need the 71 to judge a tribe, we'll see what that means, to judge a navi sheker, a false prophet, and to judge a kohen gadol. So what does it mean to judge the shevet? So we're speaking about a case where you have an entire tribe, an entire shevet of Am Yisrael, or a majority of the shevet that worshipped Avodah Zarah b'mezid. So based in hagadol is involved in judging those that shevet, based on the pasuk, it says in Devarim Yod Zayin Bahotesa, Es ha'ish ahu osei shahai asher arsu es adara hara azel she'orecha. So this is speaking about an individual who may be doing something wrong, worshipping Avodah Zarah. And the Chachamim learn from here, who is taken out to she'orecha? Ish or Isha, that's an individual. So when do you take someone out to the She'arecha, which is the Beis Din in your city? That is where it's an Ish or Isha, an individual. But if it's an entire Shevet that needs to be judged, you don't bring them to She'arecha, to your gate, to your Beis Din of that city, but rather to a special Sha'ar, and that's of course to the Beis Din Hagadol. If there are other Averos that a tribe may have done, not Avodah Zarah, so there's no difference then between individuals and the public. There they can be judged, the tribe can be judged in the local Beis Din. And the Navi Sheker, why does the Navi Sheker need this Sanhedrin to judge? So this is someone who gives Nevuah, gives prophecy, something he did not see in any vision, even though he may be saying Nevuah in the name of Hashem, he claims. Nonetheless, not in the name of Avodah Zarah, but in the name of Hashem, but nonetheless, he never had that vision. So such a Navi is a Navi Sheker, and he's killed with Misa's Beis Din through Chenek. And the Mishnah is teaching us that that has to be done by the Beis Din HaGadol. Why do we say the Navi Sheker can't be judged by a local Beis Din for his false prophecy? He needs to be judged by the Sanhedrin HaGadol, because that's derived through Gzera Shava, Davar Davar, from Zakein Mamre. In a Zakein Mamre, Zakein Mamre we'll speak about later, that's a Chacham, that's a Talmud Chacham, who gave a ruling against the Psak of the Sanhedrin, and it says there the pasuk ki palei mimcha davar. So that's so the word davar is used in the context of a zakein mamre, and regarding the navi sheker, it says hanavi asher yazid ledaber davar bishmi. So just like a zakein mamre only becomes a zakein mamre, the rebellious elder, when he rebels against the Beis Din Hagadol, so too the Navi Sheker, Davar Davar, will be judged by the Beis Din HaGadol. Now, how do I know you become a Zakein Mamre? Only if we give a ruling against the Beis Din HaGadol, because the pasuk says, "V'kam tova alisa el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem lokecha lo." This is someone who goes up to the Sanhedrin, goes up to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, to the Beis HaMikdash, hamakom asher yivchar Hashem, to Yerushalayim, and makes his ruling there, argues with the Sanhedrin. And even after they tell him that he's wrong, he goes back to his city and rules against the Sanhedrin. So it's obviously he's coming to the Sanhedrin itself to rebel against them. So therefore, Davar Davar Gzera Shava teach me that the Navi Sheker as well, who has the word Davar in his context as well, is judged by the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin. And the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, speaking about it, Kohen Gadol does an Avera for which his Chayv Misa is based in. The Kohen Gadol is judged by the Beis Din HaGadol, by Sanhedrin HaGadol in the Beis HaMikdash. How do I know that? Because this, in Parshas Yisro, we're told, Yisro's suggestion to Moshe was to have many different judges, but V'chol HaDavar the big things will come to you. So the drasha we learn from there is not only gadol, the bigger things come to Moshe, but devarav shel gadol yaviu elecha. The matter of the gadol, referring to a kohen gadol, comes to you. And Moshe was in place of 71. He was the judge of everyone. He assumed that Moshe is equal to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and therefore, if the davar hagadol goes to Moshe, the davar Kohen Gadol, that which applies, an Avera that a Kohen Gadol does, should go to the Sanhedrin as well. Dini Mamonos, though, money matters of a Kohen Gadol, that are judged like anybody else in a regular Beis Din of three. Then the Mishnah says, what else do we need the Beis Din HaGadol for, the Sanhedrin HaGadol? They motzien in Melchemes HaRashus, LLP Beis Din Shel Shevim Me'echad. For Melchemes HaRashus, where, let's say, where the king wants to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael, so such a that needs the permission of the Beis Din HaGadol. Just like David, the Gemara says on Tev Zayin Amud Aleph, David went and sought counsel, the advice and the permission of the Beis Din HaGadol, of the Sanhedrin, so too, for all Melchemes HaRashus, we have to do the same. That was a Melchemes HaRashus. Melchemes Mitzvah, like conquering the land of Israel with David Yoshua, or Melchemes Amalek, defending our people and our borders against Amalek, so that's a Melchemes Mitzvah. We don't need the Rashus of the Beis Din HaGadol to force people to fight in the army in order to defend Eretz Yisrael. Melchemes Mitzvah doesn't need permission of the Sanhedrin, but Melchemes HaRashus does. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein mosifin al ha'ir va'al ha'azaros LLP Beis Din shel shevim echad." Something else the Beis Din of 71 was in charge of, and that is if you want to add on to the city of Yerushalayim, we can expand the borders of Yerushalayim. In fact, we've done that to some extent today as well, at least with regard to the reading of the Megillah on the 15th. Yerushalayim expands very, very far, almost as close to Beis Lechem. So this is part of Yerushalayim. But if I want to add to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, that can be done. You need the Beis Din of 71 in order to do so. The Azaros, the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash, can also be expanded in their Kedusha. That needs to be done also through the Beis Din HaGadol. Where do I learn this from? The Pasuk says in Shemos Chafei regarding the Mishkan. Kechol asher ani mare oscha eis tafnis ha-mishkan, etc. V'chein tasu means Kain Tasu Ludoros. Just like the Mishkan became Kaddish, was sanctified through Moshe, and Moshe is once again is in the place of the Sanhedrin of 71, so too the future of adding on to the Kedusha, Tosefes Ha'ir, Tosefes Ha'azaros, should be done through a Moshe Rabbeinu, through the Sanhedrin Haggadah. Then the Mishnah says, Ein Osin Sanhedrios L'Shvatim, LLP based in Shalom Echad. We mentioned this in the past, when the pasuk says shovtim v'shotrim t'tem lecha b'chol sharecha, and then it says lishvatecha. So to have the Sanhedrios, the 23 judges in each shevet, those are appointed by the Sanhedrin HaGadol in the Beis Hamikdash of 71. Ein osin ir hanidachas LLP based in Shel Shevim Me'echad, a city where most of the city has worshipped Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk there says in Devarim Yudalad hakes sakes yosfi hoyari lefi charev, people are killed by the sword. And all of the spoils, tikbot el b'toch rechova, you bring all the spoils to the middle of the city, and you burn that also. The people are killed by the sword, those who worship Avodah Zarah in that city, where most of the people that in Ir HaNidachas worship Avodah Zarah. Question whether there ever was an Ir HaNidachas. The Gemara discusses that. But you saw Tel Olam Lo Siboneu, that should not be rebuilt, and you burn all of the spoils. People are killed by the sword, and the possessions of the city are burned. Mishnah is coming to teach us to make a city into an Ir HaNidachas, that has to be judged by a Beis Din of 71. How do I know that? Based on the pasuk quoted before from Devarim Yud Zayin, we said, Ish v'isha, your motzi to sha'arecha. An individual who worships Avodah Zarah, does something wrong, is brought to the local Beis Din. But if you have a whole city, we discussed that regarding a shevet. Now we're discussing a whole city. The whole city is worshiping Avodah Zarah. That's brought to a special shahr. Of course, the shahr, the gate of Yerushalayim, to the Beis Din of 71. Then the Mishnah says, "Vein osin ir hanidachas pisfar." Once we're discussing ir hanidachas, come to teach you that even if you have a city where most have worshipped Avodah Zarah, you're not going to destroy that city to become a tail olam, like a heap, mound forever, where you cannot rebuild it if it's sfar, if it's on the border of Eretz Yisrael. If you're not going to rebuild the city, you don't have people populating the city. We know what happens. We're afraid the enemies may then breach into Eretz Yisrael. So we want to make sure that people are living there. You don't want to make, even if the city worshipped Avodah Zarah, most of the people worshipped Avodah Zarah, you don't destroy the city completely, because we now, that there's potential danger, that city and Eretz Yisrael in general is jeopardized by not having civilization in that city. V'lo shalosh. What else does the Mishnah teach us regarding Irene Dachas? Basin does not make three Arim Nidachot, three Irene Dachases, which are very close to one another. Avol Osin Achas Oshtayim. But one or two you can make. So what does it mean? So the Gemara brings a brisa to which expands upon this. The brisa says, "Ein osin shalosh ayaros menudachot beretz Yisrael, aval osin osam shtayim." So you can't make three ayarot menudachot to ir hanidachos when you destroy the city. All of those cities can't make three, but you can make two. What does it mean two? Let's say one in Yehuda, one in the south, and one in the Galil, one in the north. That's acceptable. But to have even two in Yehuda in one section and or two in Galil in the north, that you should not do. And if it's next to a border, as we said, you can't even make achas. My time of the Gemara asks, the Brisa asks, Shem Yishmu Nachrim B'Yachriv, it's Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they're non-Jews, our enemies, our neighbors are going to hear, and they'll come and destroy Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, on Tez Zayinim and Beis. And that's what the Mishnah means here, Osin Achas O Shtayim. Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Sanhedrin Gedola Haisa Shal Shivim Echad Uktana Shal Esa Mishlosha. Sanhedrin Hagadol was 71. A smaller Sanhedrin is 23. Uminayin La Gedola Shehi Shal Shivim Echad. Where do we get that number? First, Shneamar Pasuk in Bamidbar Yud Aleph Esfali Parshus Baloscha Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. So 70 people were gathered. Hashem asked Moshe to gather 70 people. And Umoshe al-Gaber, Moshe was on top of them. Harishivim Echad. So we have, and what do these 70 people have to do? V'nasa u'itach b'masa ha'am. So they will discuss with you any of the issues that apply to the people. Itach with you. So along with you, you're Moshe, you're on top of them. V'nasa u'itach, they're going to be involved with you to take care of all the matters for the Jewish people. So there we have 71. Rabbi Yudom Shivim, Rabbi Yudom says, no, only 70. Doesn't it say, they are going to discuss the matters with you and involve themselves with you, Moshe. So it sounds like it's 70 plus Moshe. No, v'nasa u'itach means they should be like you, donim lecha. They have the proper yichus and they're without blemish. That's what it means. Not that Moshe sat with them. No, they were only 70. We follow the opinion, of course, of the Tanakhama that it's 71. Where do we get, what's the source that Sanhedrin Ketan is 23? Where do we get that number? First, in Amar, because regarding a Rotzeach, a murderer, it says in Bamidbar Laman Hei Pashas Maseh, Vishafetu Ha'eda. And it says, V'hitzilu ha'edah. Now the full Pesuk Amar, V'shafetu ha'edah, the congregation will judge Bein Hamakeh, Ubein Goel Hadam, that's the context of murder and murder B'shogeg and Goel Hadam and Yer Miklat, Al Mishpotim Ha'elah, that's V'shafetu ha'edah. And it says, V'hitzilu ha'edah, Es HaRotzeach Miyad Goel Hadam. And the congregation's responsibility is to save the Rotzeach from the Goel Hadam. And here we assume that the Eidah, the congregation, are the judges who are doing the judgment. After all, Eidah Shofet, as the Mishnah says, we have 10, an Eidah, we'll see in a moment that Eidah means 10. We have a congregation of 10 that does the judging, the Eidah Matzelas, so you need another 10 who are going to try to save, which means, how do I build my Sanhedrin? How do I build my court? I build my court of 10 people who potentially will be coming to convict the person, Shofetes, and 10 who are trying to acquit the person, Matzelas, Eidah Matzelas, so I already have 20, Eric HaNesrin, I have 2, I have 10 on each side, potentially. How do I know that? Hold on a second. You told me, Bishavtu Eidah. I know the word Eidah refers to a congregation of 10. How do I know that? Shnei Amar, because regarding the Meraglim, it says, Amasai lo Eidah hara'a hazos. They are called the Eidah ra'a. Who, how many people were involved in that evil congregation? Yatzu, Yoshua l'kalev. You take out, there were 12, but you take out Yoshua l'kalev, so an Eidah must refer to 10. It's an Eidah ra'a. Eidah, see, means 10. So V'shaftu ha'edah is 10 on one side of Beis Din, V'hitzilu ha'edah, 10 who will acquit on the other side. I already have 20. How do I know I'm supposed to add on another 3 to the Eidah Shofetes and the Eidah Matelas? So the Mishnah says, Mimashma she'ne'amar lo sihi achar rabim l'ra'os. Shomeani Shaya Imahem Litov. So it says in Parshas Mishpatim, it says that you should not follow the majority for bad. If you're going to make some type of ruling, we don't follow majority. If you're doing something, you're going to rule on something that's evil, something that's bad, that's lira'ah. So what does that tell me? That already implies shehem l'tova, that I can follow the majority, and I should follow the majority when it comes to something good. And most cases, we follow the majority, it is for something good. Why then do I need the pasuk to then say, oh, by the way, you should incline for good after the majority? I already know that. I know you told me not to follow the majority for bad. That implies I should and can follow the majority for good. So I don't need an extra phrase that says, acharei rabim lahatos, you should incline and tip the scale in the favor of the majority. I know I'm supposed to do that. So the Mishnah teaches us, I'll tell you why I need that extra phrase. Lo chahatayoscha letova hatayoscha lera. To teach you that when you incline for the majority, or you incline in general when it comes to based in, when you do it for good, should not be the same as for bad, which means that even for bad, you're going to follow a majority, but following a majority for bad is different than following for good. Hatayoscha letova al pi echad, hatayoscha lera al pi shnayim. To teach you that, the hachra, the decision, inclining the scale, tipping the scales in someone's favor, that can be done with a majority winning by one. But when it comes to lera'ah, I can follow the majority, it's just not to the same extent, not as easily as I would follow it for good, which means l'hatayoscha lera'ah, you need to win by two. You need a majority of two. So therefore, what do I have now? Since I have a based in already of 20, Eda Matzeles, Eda Shofetes, and now there's the potential that the person may be convicted. So I need an extra two on the chance. I can't put an extra one to make 21, because it's possible then the majority only win by one. So now I have 22. But you can't have 22 either, because then potentially it could be 11 and 11 and be equal. So vain based in chuckle, says the Mishnah, as we've had that many times, you can't have an even number based in, because you have to have the potential to win by the majority. So what do I have now? Mosif and Alein Orechon. Now you have to add an extra one to the 22. Harei Karas Mishlosha. There's 23. And that's how the Sanhedrin Ketana is made up of 23 judges. You need a Sanhedrin Ketana of 23 judges. How large does the city have to be now that it's appropriate and it's obligated now to set up a Sanhedrin Ketana? You have just a few people living in a city. You don't need a based in of 23. So the Mishnah here says, according to the first opinion, May of Esrim, a minimum of 120, and Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Masayim Ushloshim, Kineged Sarei Asoros, 230, which correspond to the officers over 10. So let's explain each of these opinions. 120, the Gemara explains why a city, once it has 120 residents, it needs a Sanhedrin Ketana of 23. Because the Sanhedrin Ketana itself was made up of 92 people. How so? You have the 23 people who are part of the Sanhedrin Ketana, and then, as we'll learn later in the Masechta, in the fourth perek, you needed shalosh shuros, three rows of Talmidei Chachamim who sat in front of the Sanhedrin, and each one of them was made up of 23. So now you have 92 people already who actually have to be sitting in the Beis Din itself. You never know, sometimes there are cases where we'll see later on in the Masechta, you have to add on and continue to add on. We need three rows of 23 in order to accomplish that. So now you have 92 people, you plus who else needs to be in a city? Asara Batlanim. We know that from Maseches Megillah that we need, there are 10 people in a city that's considered a significant city who are retired, they're not working, they're sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, they're sitting in the shuls, they're learning, they're there to help make a minyan. So that's another 10 people. So that's 102. Shnei Sofrim, you need two, the Gemara says, two scribes who are going to write in the court to ensure that we have everything recorded. The words of the person who is Zakai, the words of the Edim, what they're testifying about, and Divrei HaMechayvim, the people who are or trying to make the person guilty. You need two Shamashim of Beis Din who are in charge of giving the Malkos to the person who is guilty, and to summon the Balei Dinim. then you need Baal Edinim themselves, potentially two litigants. You need two Edim, potentially. Two Edim Zomimin, potentially. Why? Because we want there to be at least two people in the city who can act as Edim Zomimin in order so that the first Edim who come in will have a little bit of a fear that they will have not to lie, because potentially some people come in and say, hey, you're with us at that time, you can't testify. So you need two Edim, you need two Edim Zomimin potentially, and two Zomime Zomimin, which are another two Edim, because maybe the Baal Din will be guilty, and then he'll hire two Edim to make the original Edim into Edim Zomimin. So we need another two people in the city that there will be fear in the fear there. That if Edim, that if they're going to lie, some people will come and be mazin them. You need two gabite stucca. You need then to collect stucca. And you need a third, because the Mishnah in Peir, in the eighth parak, says that when you distribute stucca, although you can collect it with two, it has to be distributed with three. And you need a rofe, you need a doctor, a lavla, which is a scribe, umalami tinokos, you need a rebbe. So you add that all together, that's 120. So 120 people in the city, then a Sanhedrin Katana is appropriate. Rabbi Nechemiah says 230. Where's 230? 230 is, well, in order to have 23 in a Sanhedrin, that each one has to be potentially a sare asara. Sarara means means a position of authority. Position of authority means that you have at least 10 people under you. So therefore, if I have 23 judges, so in order for a Sanhedrin Ketana to have 23 people, you would need 230 people in the city. And that way you would have each of the 23 would be, there would be Srara over 10 people.